If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, August 28th. Jaguars roster cuts in the books. This is the initial 53-man roster. A lot can change. A lot will change throughout the season. We're going to talk about my top takeaways from the Jaguars trimming their roster down to 53. Keep in mind, the Jaguars will be able to fill out that practice squad with 16 players. I'm hopeful that a lot of those players will come from their own cuts, because there's a lot of guys that I think deserve to be around here and guys that have kind of learned this system over this year or the past couple years that, again, I just think are good quality depth practice squad guys that if you need them, they can answer the bell. That's kind of how I view it. But we're going to talk about these top takeaways. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So, top takeaways. I think we can start with surprises. Only 5 cornerbacks was a surprise to me, and specifically Christian Braswell being waived by the team. This is a guy they drafted last year. I thought he had an excellent camp overall, good preseason. I think it shows you kind of the versatility they think they have with some of their guys. I think it shows you they value Jarian Jones and DeAndre Prince, their 2 rookies they drafted this year. Darnell Savage obviously going to be playing corner and nickel, nickel and safety. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another move coming at corner. Like, going with only 5 corners is a bit surprising, even if technically Darnell Savage really is one of them. Then you're going with only 3 safeties entering the season if Darnell Savage is more of a corner than a safety. I think they view Darnell Savage as a movable piece, so like, he'll start at nickel, but if there's an injury at safety, he can go play safety as well. But then that makes you a little bit thin at corner. So, you know, 9 DBs, it's less than I would expect typically. I would typically expect 6 corners, 4 safeties, a room somewhat like that. So I think it's a little surprising there. Again, would not be surprised if something else happens at corner. I don't know if it's like any big move or just depth move, but I wouldn't be surprised if something happens there. Because the numbers are a little funny to me. And the numbers are kind of funny at defensive tackle as well. You have 7 defensive tackles plus Eric Armstead, and I know the Jaguars want to rotate heavily, as they should. I mean, I think that teams that are able to rotate up front on the defensive line, they're able to stay fresh throughout games. They're able to stay fresher throughout seasons. So I know Eric Armstead's going to play defensive end here quite a bit, but I think that he will also play interior, especially in nickel pass rushing situations. So you got like 8 guys that kind of play on the interior. That's surprising. You know, I didn't expect Asezi Otemewo to make the team, even though I think he played well enough to make the team. It's just like you look throughout this roster at defensive tackle, and there's just a lot of guys that they have a lot more invested in. So he was kind of the surprise that made it for me. You drafted Tyler Lacy last year, and then Jeremiah Ledbetter was a little bit of a surprise as well. But again, not because he didn't play well, because he absolutely did. But Ledbetter and Asezi Otemewo, those are the two guys that the Jaguars haven't really invested a lot of capital in, right? Like Tyler Lacy was a 4th-round pick last year. Mason Smith, a 2nd-round pick this year. Roy Robertson-Harris has a lot of money on his contract. Jordan Jefferson was a 4th-round pick this year. Devon Hamilton is on his 2nd contract with the team. Eric Armstead is obviously a new veteran that they added this year. So they've got a lot of interior defensive linemen. And similar to corner, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a move made here at some point where maybe at corner they add a piece, they subtract a piece from the interior. We'll see. Surprises for me, after Travis Gibson was traded, I thought for sure G.J. Coleman was going to make the football team, but he was waived. And so I find that really interesting. I think they'll obviously try to get him back on the practice squad because they like him a lot. But I just did not expect Edge to be so thin, and they probably don't view it as thin. And I actually asked Trent Baalke about this yesterday. Trent Baalke said that when I asked about, I was like, does the versatility of your interior guys, did that impact the overall edge room? And he said, yeah, you know, when guys, especially in base and run situations like Tyler Lacy and Mason Smith and Roy Robertson-Harris could actually play defensive end for you when they can do that type of thing, that helps you feel like you don't have to have as many pure edge guys. I think that's fair. I think it's also fair to say, like, if there's an injury at edge, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, in my opinion. I really do think that. But no G.J. Coleman, no Travis Gibson. I thought for sure Travis Gibson was going to be that edge 3, and I'm pretty disappointed that he's not. But that's how it goes. 5 offensive tackles is a bit odd, right? You know, Cole Van Lannen is listed as an offensive lineman for the Jaguars, but he's only played tackle this preseason. And so does he give you any versatility to play guard? I know that he has taken reps in the NFL at guard back in Green Bay. But I don't know that he offers that versatility right now. And so 5 offensive tackles? Like, you just don't see that. Like, Javon Foster hasn't played any guard. Walker Little has cross-trained at times. I don't know if he's done that this year.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cam Robinson's not playing guard. Anton Harrison's not playing guard. So that's interesting to me. Do you have interior offensive line depth, really? You know, you have Cooper Hodges. You have Luke Fortner. You have anyone else? Interior offensive line depth? No. Unless Cole Van Lannen can play guard. I think Walker Little is still their best backup guard right now. And now the fact that you do have Cole Van Lannen, who has played well, fairly well, as a backup tackle. And I wonder if they've just been talking him up, trying to stir up maybe a late round pick. Because those numbers just don't make sense to me. You have one backup center, which that's normal. Luke Fortner, but then only one backup, Cooper Hodges, at guard. Yeah, I think something's going to end up changing there. I would hope so, at least. And then I do think overall the Jaguars are just more talented this time last year, right now, than they were this time last year, like significantly. I think at quarterback, you know, talking about the depth at quarterback, like if you're going to sustain an injury potentially at a position, do you have a better alternative this year than you did last year? At quarterback, you absolutely do. Mac Jones is a much more talented football player than C.J. Beathard. Offensive line, still question the depth on the interior, as I just mentioned, but I do think the starting lineup looks a lot better than it did at this time last year. You were entering 2023 with Ben Bartsch as your starting left guard and Luke Fortner as your starting center. You now have Mitch Morse as your starting center and Ezra Cleveland as your starting guard. That's better, bottom line. And then you also have Anton Harrison in year two not dealing with the shoulder anymore. That's better. It is. And you still got good depth at tackle. I think defensive line is a lot more talented, a lot deeper. Outside of edge, but like I'm talking the actual interior of the defensive line. But again, if you want to make the argument that you can play a lot of those interior defensive linemen at defensive end, then the edge thing kind of changes. And you can do that. I think they're definitely much deeper at corner with DeAndre Prince, with Jarian Jones. I like that a lot. And then Darnell Savage starting at nickel. Like you had Trey Herndon as your starting nickel who didn't make the Giants. He was just cut by the Giants. Now you have someone who is an elite athlete and has great movement skills, has the ability to play man coverage. How limiting was that Trey Herndon couldn't play in man at all? And credit to Trey Herndon, who carved out a great career in the NFL as an undrafted free agent. But and I think that they're more talented at wide receiver. That's kind of the maybe a hot take. Probably a lot of people in Jacksonville would agree, but I think nationally people look at Calvin Ridley and still say that's the most talented receiver Trevor Lawrence has played with. I don't think he is. I think he's obviously more refined in a lot of ways than a Brian Thomas Jr., but I don't think he's more talented. Brian Thomas Jr., 6'3", can run a 4.3 40-yard dash, leap 40 inches. He can throttle. You've seen his ability to throttle. He can run the routes, go up and get the football. I think he has a really good chance to be a better receiver than Calvin Ridley. And I'm not saying immediately. Like, there's going to be some lumps, some growing pains, ups and downs during a rookie year, but I think that he's more talented than Calvin Ridley, and I think eventually that's going to show up in a big way. I think that Gabe Davis is more talented than Zay Jones, certainly. I think that Devin Duvernay is a better receiver by a wide margin than Jamal Agnew was, and I was a big Jamal Agnew fan, and he's getting some interest around the league, which is great. Hopefully he's able to sign on somewhere. But Devin Duvernay is a professional receiver and a really good kick and punt returner. So I think that's better as your four. I think Parker Washington's better right now, a lot better right now than he was this time last year. So I think that's huge as well. So I think the receiver core is a good bit better, more talented. Obviously, a lot of it hinges on Brian Thomas Jr. getting to the point where he can really make an impact. But the great thing about his role is he doesn't have to be that dude immediately. He doesn't have to be the guy that's getting 10 targets a game. You have Christian Kirk. You have Evan Engram. You have Gabe Davis. You have, again, Devin Duvernay. You have Travis Etienne, who's going to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. So it's not all on Brian Thomas Jr., and I think that's a very good thing for him. But overall, I think this is a more talented roster. I still think there's some moving and shaking potentially to be done. Obviously, the practice squad will be filled out, I think, probably later today. But I think that there's reason to be optimistic here for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024. I really do. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.